Hello, Isabel speaking.
This is a confirmation call from Li Bei. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press.
Thank you for getting connected to eBay Customer Service. How can I help you?
Yeah, I've just got a phone call from you that I've got a $299 purchase from eBay. I've got no idea what the hell it is.
I want to explain to you, madam. First of all, you confirm me, apart from you, how many people use your information?
Just me.
Just you, all right. And I believe you're doing in your normal work each and every day. Like you check your email, Facebook, Instagram, watching videos, news, sports, anything you are watching by your phone or anywhere. That point of time, you receive lots of the advertisement, like Amazon shopping, eBay shopping, something like that. And I believe that point of time, you are receive any freak advertisement pop-up screen in your end, and you are by mistakenly touch on anywhere on that link. That time someone directly accesses your information and they are trying to use your details without your permission. That's why you are facing that type of problem. So you want to cancel it, I want to help you. Then you are definitely cancel that and in future you can't facing any kind of problem.
Thanks, darling. I've got no idea.
Alright, I want to help you. Don't worry. You'll be with me. I want to step by step show you each and everything. First of all, you can prompt me. Do you have any device with you? Like a cell phone, iPad, tablet, anything else you have?
Just a cell phone.
You have a cell phone, all right. Can you please confirm me which cell phone it is? It is Android or it's an iPhone?
iPhone.
It's an iPhone. Just try to put the phone on speaker.
Yeah, you are on speaker.
Yeah. After it is on speaker, then go back to your home page. Then you can see near all the apps. Like your gallery, camera, contact, messages. Just try to go back to that page.
Yep.
Now, just check in your screen. You have an App Store option. Just try to open up the App Store.
Just stay with me, darling. I'm not very good on the phone.
Okay, I want to help you. Don't worry. App Store looks like a blue color A.
Yeah, I know it. God, I just got out of hospital from having a bloody brain tumor removed. You'd think they'd leave me alone, wouldn't you?
Now you got App Store?
Yes. Yep.
Open it up, touch on that and open it up the App Store.
Yep.
And after open the App Store, look on the very bottom. Look on the very bottom right, very bottom right hand side corner. You can see that magnifying glass, search.
Search, yes.
Touch on that search.
Yes.
And after touch on search, look on the very top, you have a search bar. Anything right and type something in the top. Can you see that?
It's got a person inside a circle. Oh, yeah, there it is, yes.
Yeah, touch on that.
Yes.
Now, you need to do, just type over there, all in lowercase. It's a single word. It's a any desk. A-N-Y-D-E-S-K. Any desk.
Yep.
Then search.
Yep.
Now what option you can see?
New, always to search, ask Google, search with your phone, any desk.
Yeah, that's on any desk.
Yeah. Now it's come up with phones. Pictures of phones.
Yes. And?
And just that. Phones. Now.
You can see any option, any desk remote?
Yep.
Touch on that option.
Doing anything because I don't have it downloaded.
What option over there? Tell me.
Any desk access now, and then just pictures of telephones. but I don't have the AnyDev remote desk downloaded, so it's not letting me do anything.
Okay, you can see any option over there, like AnyDev remote, any option?
No.
Just press the back key one time.
Pardon?
Press your back button. Just touch on your back key, back button, one time.
Oh, where's that? Okay, yeah.
Now what you can see?
It's just going back to that first page that you... Yeah.
Now type over there AnyDev once again. Look on the top, it's a search bar. Type on the search panel, AnyDev.
Yep.
Then search.
It doesn't help that I don't know how to use my phone very good.
Okay, do it slowly, slowly. Don't do hurry. Do it slowly, slowly.
Atlas Secure come up in the desk. But it says to get and get and get and get.
Any desk get. Remote one. Just try to check. It's any desk remote. Just beside it, get option. Press on get and install.
Okay.
Now it is installing?
Yeah, it might take a little while. So someone's hacked me, have they?
Yes, ma'am. Someone not hacked you. Someone hacked your personal information.
Oh, great. That's just bloody lovely. Hang on, darling. I'll press the wrong button and...
Now it is still installing or it is open?
No, I've pressed the wrong button and something else has happened. It's gone back to...
Okay.
My kids normally help me and they're not here and I haven't been out of hospital for very long, so... Okay, open. How do I get rid of the page that's up without it? Any desk, and then it's got a phone number on it.
Yeah, tell me the number, your address, and it's a number over there. Just tell me the number.
It's not my phone number.
That is not your phone number. It is the cancellation number. Tell me the number, slowly, slowly.
409-356-952.
All right. Now, you receive a security warning. Just try to check. I want to send you the security warning. Yeah, you receive one security warning. Yeah. Below the security warning, you have an option over there. Above of the risk. Little option. You can see that. Little square box. Above of the risk.
It just says cancel or accept 11.
Yeah, accept. Click on accept.
No, it's light, so it's not coming up.
Oh, that's why. Before you touch on it...
Oh, yeah, no, it's up now.
Yeah.
But it's not letting me accept.
Just check, before you touch on accept, it's a little option over there. I have up of the risk. You see that?
No.
I have up of
right.
the risk.
Can you come and help me? I've been hacked. And I've got a man on the phone, but I... Just a sec, darling. I said to you, I'm not good on the phones. I'm getting help.
You're doing it not... You don't call any other people. You do it. I want to help you.
Well, I don't know what you want me to press because I don't know.
You look on your screen. You have a little option. I have up of the risk. Little option. Just
no,
check.
It doesn't say it. It doesn't say it on my screen.
What do you can see in your screen?
Another person would like to access your device. If you accept this person, can see everything, blah, blah, blah. Not everyone. And then more information. I am aware of the risk.
Yeah, that one. That one. You select it. Touch on that option. I have up of the risk. Then click on accept.
Okay, now I've got numbers coming up.
eBay customer service would like to
allow.
Bring you a gift.
Allow. Touch on allow.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Then touch on start broadcast. You can see any option start broadcast. Touch on start broadcast.
Yeah.
And after touch on start broadcast, don't touch anywhere. You don't touch anywhere. Stay on that. Don't touch anywhere. Now, what do you can see in your screen?
It's just saying start broadcast. And it's
okay. Now, press the home button. Press the home button and go back to your home page.
How do I press the home button?
Swipe your screen very bottom to top. Swipe your screen.
Yeah.
Very bottom to top.
Yeah.
Once again you do it. Once again you do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, you need to do, yes, just look on your screen. You can see in your all the apps.
Yeah.
Yeah. And one more thing, madam, I'm explaining to you. Why someone hack your information, it's all about some money. Like they are trying to take your money. They are trying to do it. That's why. So you need to do, you don't do anything, madam. You need to do, you simply log into your bank and check. Your any money, it will be charged or not. Just try to check to your bank. Just log into your bank.
All right.
So don't worry. Just log out to your bank and come back to your home page.
I'm back to the home page. Yeah, I'm back on home page.
Yeah, just stay on that.
So I go back into the App Store. And what do I do now?
Okay, hang on a second, madam.
Okay.
And first of all, you confirm me, ma'am. Right now, you have a banking information, like any statement over here?
I just went into the net bank and I checked my statements, but nothing.
Okay, I understand that. And do you have a banking application with your phone?
No, I use net bank.
You only use a net bank. You don't.
That have the Commonwealth. I don't have the Combank.
Okay, you need to do, madam. You just try to talk to my senior. He's a senior manager, and he will be definitely help you. And then you want to easily cancel each and everything. All right, just stay on the line.
No one. They. I got a message that eBay took money out of my bank and they...
Hello?
Yeah, hi, ma'am. Thanks for being on hold. Your call is connected to the senior supervisor. How are you doing today?
Good. Not bad. Not...
Okay, so first of all, as you talk with my junior colleague... Hi there.
Hold on. Yeah, can you hold on a minute, please?
Okay, I'm holding that for you.
It's not on me. I don't know where it is. Right, so what's happened?
Show me the message you got.
He don't hang up on that phone.
Is this you?
Is
that... No. God, I don't know. Is it an email?
Yeah, I thought it was to tell me that eBay had taken money out of my account, 200 and something bucks, and to, if I wanted to camp. All right, sorry, go. Who am I speaking to? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. You're not scamming me too, are you? Are you a legitimate person?
Absolutely, absolutely. I want to show you each and everything, madam. And you think I am a bad person, so I am not be with you in the long time.
No, I'm just being out of hospital. I don't understand my telephone, and my people are always concerned that I'm getting scammed.
No, it is not. It's not money.
I didn't think eBay took money out of my bank. I thought PayPal did.
But give me a minute. I want to show you. Then you want to tell me anything like that. But first of all, you need to show you. I want to show you each and everything in front of your own eyes.
Yes.
So what do you can see in your cell phone, madam?
Pardon?
What do you can see in your screen?
The other gentleman got me back onto the home page.
All right. Can you please just try to open up the AnyDesk? Or AnyDesk new icon. Just check in your apps. You have a new icon, AnyDesk. Just open it up.
Yes. I got a number that I already gave him, and I don't know how to get out of that.
You can see the AnyDesk ID number 40935692. That number you can see.
Yes.
Yeah. Now. Yeah. You need to do, just touch on once again that option. Well ago you're doing it, I ever of the risk, touch on that and click on accept. And once again, click on accept. You'll select that option. Yeah, then touch on start broadcast.
Hang on 2 seconds, it's taking a while for it to come up as I accept. God. Right, accept. Now it's come up with a number 7318 42789 eBay customer service. I don't even shop with eBay. Would like to view your
debt. Touch on start broadcast. Touch on start broadcast. What do you can see in your screen, ma'am?
Accept. Do I just press accept?
Accept. Yeah, click on accept.
Yes. AnyDesk, start broadcast.
Start broadcast. Yeah, touch on start broadcast, right.
Yes.
Now, after touch on start broadcast, don't touch anywhere.
Press
the home button, madam. Like swipe your screen very bottom to top.
Yeah, it's still going around in the push to start.
You swipe your screen very bottom to top. Swipe your screen very bottom to top. Once again, you do it.
Yeah. Now
stay on the line. I want to transfer this call to our senior manager, and he will be assist you. All right, just stay on the line.
This is the third time I've been transferred. Now I'm on to another.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Thanks for being on hold. This is Ron Davis. How are you doing today?
No, I'm not very well. I'm bloody suffering from just getting out of hospital with a cancer removed, and now I've got this.
Okay. Nothing to be worried about. There will be two unknown charges has been made from your card of the Commonwealth. The two charges will be 299.99 and 199.99, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So overall, it will be $500. I need to just help you to make it cancel for you. So before canceling it, I need to generate the transaction code so that we can go ahead and help you to cancel it. So can you just go ahead and log into your Commonwealth, ma'am, so that I can help you? Yeah? And I'll make sure everything will be fine, ma'am, all right?
Right.
Yeah.
Sorry, now he wants me to log into my bank to cancel these two payments.
No payments have come yet.
Because we have not released the payment. We have put the red flag on the charges, ma'am. And that is the reason. Once I generate the transaction ID for that, you will get to see the transaction has been cancelled and then it will be just coming off onto your statement. So let me generate the code for you. Yeah. You log into your account? On the Combank. Like, do you have the application, Commonwealth application?
I have net bank.
Okay, you have the net bank. Okay, you have the net bank, right?
Yes.
So what I need to do, I need to just simply help you to start the security. Go to your home screen.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, once you go to your home screen.
Hang on. I'm not very good at this.
No problem. You just first you log out from your account. You log out from your account. Okay? Log out.
It's just giving me my statement page.
No. First you listen to me, ma'am. Swipe your screen bottom to top. Come out from that Google page. Close that.
Yep.
Yeah, open the App Store.
Yep.
Yeah. Once you open the App Store, look at the top. There will be the AnyDesk has been written. Delete that AnyDesk. Give a click on that and delete that AnyDesk.
Yep.
Now type in over there, Combank. Can you see anything has came up, Combank application like that?
Yes.
Yeah. Now click on open, press on open, you already have.
Yes.
The Commonwealth application. So that is the application I want. Now do one thing, press on next. Now press on allow. Now click on the accounts. At the bottom there will be something called accounts. Press on accounts.
Hang on, darling.
Okay, take your time.
Look, I'm sorry, I've just had a brain tumor cancer removed, so I haven't been home long.
Okay, no problem. Do it slowly, okay?
Okay.
Now, wait, don't get confused. Let me help you, ma'am. Okay, press on open. Wait, now look at the bottom, there will be something called home accounts. Press on accounts.
It's gone on to the wrong thing for me. Oh, God.
Did you allow me to tell you something, ma'am?
Yeah, but I pressed the wrong button.
No, you're on the right one. Look at the bottom. Can you see accounts? Press on accounts.
Yeah.
Yeah, now can you see your accounts? Yeah. Now, I need to help you to generate the cancellation code, which is known as cardless code for the amount. So, click on pay at the bottom. There will be an option called pay.
Yes.
Now, click on cardless cash and deposit.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, something will came up called cardless cash. Give a click on cardless cash.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, wait for a second. Press on go to settings. We need to allow something. Now, wait for a second. Now on to the settings, can you see notification? Press on notification.
Yes.
Now turn it on. Turn on the notification. Then you got the security notification. Now swipe your screen bottom to top.
And
come out from that page. Now open that Commonwealth application. Open that Commonwealth application from the App Store. Yeah, now click on, wait, you are on the right one. Press on open. Combank, press on open, Now click on pay at the bottom, press on pay.
Yeah.
Press on pay, ma'am, at the bottom, click on cardless cash. Okay, lovely. Yeah, click on that cardless cash and deposit. Now, wait for a second. Press on cardless cash.
Yes.
Now, wait for a second. Now, click on the arrow. Look at the bottom. There will be the arrow. Press the arrow 3 or 4 times. Press it. Again, press it. Click on OK. Got it. Now, wait for a second. Now, can you see at the top, enter an amount? Press on enter amount.
Yes.
So, we need to cancel that 500 charges. So look at the bottom, can you see 20, 40, scroll down, make it for 500, select it for 500.
Sure you're not a scammer?
No. We are just going to generate the code. You are going to see that. Press on done. Press on done. Click on done. Now click on enter description. Click on enter description.
Yes.
Now, can you see something called shop? There will be an option called shop because they are using it for the shopping. Click on shop. So that we, that's the charges we need to cancel. Now click on done. Press on done at the right hand top corner. Now click on next at the right hand side top corner. Press on next. Now click on confirm and you will get to see the code will be generated. Now wait for a second. The code will be generated. It will be showing you C codes. Now click on C codes. Press on C codes. Click on C codes. Yellow one, C codes. Now go to home. Press on home. Look at the left hand side bottom corner. Press on home. Now can you see the code has been coming up? So you just write down the code in a piece of paper. Write down the code in a piece of paper. Okay? Write down the code. And once you write down the code, please click, then log out from your account. Log out from your account.
Not done.
Yeah, now once you log out from your account, so you just be with me so that I can help you to start the security process. So please do not log into your account without my permission because the security is going on, okay? So just be with me. Give me 10 minutes so that I can check the security. So in the meantime, what you can do, you can take a glass of water for you or you can cup of tea for you. So you log out from your account. Again, you logged into the account and if anything mess will be happen, then you are going to face the problem because we don't
hello,
know that.
Hello.
What happened?
This is the company she's talking to.
We are from the anti-fraud department of the Commonwealth Services.
From the Commonwealth Services?
Yeah.
You're the anti-fraud from Commonwealth.
Yeah, anti-fraud. Correct.
Yeah,
correct.
Fraud call come from straight from the bank, not from you?
Because you're debit card has been misused somewhere. So that is the reason we are just trying to check those things, to just cancelling it, all right?
Yeah, but how are you going to cancel it? How are you going to cancel a transaction if it's already been used? You can't refund the transaction.
No, because, sir, you need to listen to me. The thing is that somebody has misused with your details, and that's why...
Oh, for what? Misused what thing? What did they buy?
They have purchased some kind of gift card. I have already told madam that they have just used that charges onto eBay for $299.99 and on PayPal for $199.99. And that's why
call
they are
bank.
Just... Put,
call
sorry?
Your bank. Call your bank and
yeah.
Ask him the transaction center. I'm talking to the lady that's in charge of the phone.
Okay.
Call,
and we
call
have
the bank.
Sir, can I just show you something, sir? Can I just show you something? That is not the right way to talk to somebody. We haven't called you. I haven't called you, ma'am. You are getting connected to the anti-fraud department. Is this a way to talk to somebody?
Well, there's such thing as an anti-fraud department, okay?
Yeah.
Some can scam vulnerable people and sound professional. We are not idiots. Do not call this number. I will be on the phone to police and reporting this
what
phone number.
What does it mean? What does it mean? Did I ask you any of the personal information?
I have recorded the entire conversation, and this phone number will be given to the police. I have checked every transaction. There's no transaction on that amount. There is no such thing as an anti-fraud department, sir.
But we have... Listen to me. So you can just check on over there, like onto the Australia. Do you see any NCA department, National Crime Department, National Crime Agency? You can just check that.
You check yourself. There is no.
What does that mean? You check yourself because we have put the amount on hold.
Well, Bangladesh,
did we
ask you? Just tell me one thing.
Yesterday in the morning, 10:35. Because we put. Oh my God, ma'am. Ma'am, can I just tell you something? We have put that red flag onto that transaction. That's why you got the verification call that whether you have done it or not.
Why would she need to cancel her whole account?
No.
Who told you to transfer anything? Who told you? We haven't told
what?
To transfer anything.
And what are you calling for?
For canceling those charges. For stopping those charges, we haven't asked any information. We haven't told her to do anything. Like, is this a behavior to talk to somebody like that?
We did a transaction yesterday at 10:40.
Yes, so they're saying they canceled the transaction.
Yes, we have already canceled those transactions. That's why I'm asking for the 10 minutes so that I can just simply provide you all the details. I'm not asking you any of your details from your end to give it to me. I'm not asking over the line.
So why are you all freaking out then?
Because I'm freaking out, because that's the third person I don't understand what he's...
Because somebody has ordered something with your informations, ma'am. Your informations has been saved over the internet, and somebody has misused those informations. I want to show you something. Can you just do one thing? Look onto your mobile phone. There will be the Red AnyDesk application. Can you just open it?
Which app?
Red AnyDesk application.
Red
AnyDesk, like a red icon with the white diamond inside it. There will be a Red AnyDesk application you can see onto the mobile phone.
What? A red application?
Red icon onto which you can see two diamonds inside it called AnyDesk.
I don't see them.
Swipe your screen right to left on the mobile phone on which we are just talking right now, on that iPhone, okay?
How do you know it's an iPhone? But what's any desk? There's nothing.
It's on the, it's through the app page.
On the app store. Customer. Just give me a moment. Oh, you open the app store? You open the app store? Do you see any desk?
She doesn't have that app on her phone.
Yeah, I was.
What? But what's that?
I don't know how to get, but I don't remember.
Oh, sorry?
Why do you want that app on her phone? Remote access.
We are connecting to the security server. We are just connecting you to the security server. You are not giving any information to us. Why you are just getting like that? Why you are not understanding the importance?
Because you're asking us to download an app that you get access to her phone.
No.